Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Kuf Tzadi Aleph Omud Beis. We're in the third volume of Mishnah Brura in Simon Shin Mem. And we begin at the very, very top of the Omud with Sif Ches. And the Mechaber says, Mochin Shenoflu Min HaKesses. You're talking about some sort of material that falls out of the pillow. We'll see this more in the Mishnah Brura in a moment. So it falls out on Shabbos. Mutar Lachzirim. You're allowed to return the stuffing, the inside part of the pillow, to the pillow. However, I will also litnum b'schila b'keses, but you're not going to go put it in the pillow in the first place on Shabbos. So if you have an empty pillow that you want to now fill up with the fluff and sty, so you wouldn't be allowed to do that on Shabbos l'chatchila. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Lamed Aleph, kol dovor rach kori mochen. Anything that is soft is by definition called this mochen, this material, this filler material. And therefore, things would be included in this, kigon tsemer gefen, cotton, ugriras begodim beluyim, or worn-out scraps of worn clothing, or anything like this, v'chi haigavne. All of these things would be nice filler for soft material for the inside of these pillows. V'odin notes, the same thing would apply to feathers. So if they came out of your pillow, you'd be allowed to put them back in on Shabbos. But if l'chatchila, you're not allowed to go and put them in the first place if they weren't there before. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sivkot Lamed Beis. Mutar lachzirim, lo so akesis, you can return them to the same exact pillow that they came from. The kivan, the kfar hayushon, because they started off over there, ein bozeh mishum tikkun mana. This isn't a prohibition of fixing something on Shabbos. Akshi yizor shelo yisfor, but you have to, of course, be careful not to sew it back up. You can't close it off in a way that would be sewing. But just to reinsert the fluff, the feathers over here, or the fleece, or the wool, cotton, whatever it is that was inside this pillow, that's permitted. But you're not allowed to do this if it wasn't there previously. As the Mishnah Berurah explains, the Mechaber in Sifkot Lamed Gimel, but Chila, you wouldn't be allowed to do this. The Hashto, Ovid Limonim, because that is now creating a utensil over here, and that would be V'yesh Bazeh Chiyuva Daraisa, that would be a real Daraisa. The issue footnote number 73 brings down, what about blowing up with air a ball or some sort of a wheel? So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down in the Mincha Shlomo that im kvar nivchu oso pamachas, if it was once previously blown up, mutu lachzul anavchu, you'd be allowed to re-blow it up again. Even though it's different air that you're putting into it, he says, afu pisha b'chol pam nichnas avir chodesh, even though new air is going into it, it's not the same air. It's not like when the feathers come out, you put the same feathers back inside. Nevertheless, he holds that all the air, kidover echod, is considered like one entity. And therefore, it's as if you were machzir esa avir shahayobo, as if you're returning the exact avir that was there in the first place. However, others disagree. Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down, le'esor b'pshitus, it's simply clear that this is not allowed, and he writes in the Sefer Shalma Yehuda that the das of Rav Yashiv Zatzal is she'ein b'kach mishum tikkun kli, even though this may not be fixing a utensil over here, this is uvdin d'chol, this is like weekday activity that would be prohibited. But therefore, it might be allowed by a young child to do this. And Dayan Weiss Zatzal in the Minchas Yitzchok brings down shekiven shebechol pam nichnas aver acher. He holds simply that it's new air that's going in there, so you wouldn't be allowed to go and do this at all on Shabbos. Also, even if it was once blown up, you're now blowing in new air, and you wouldn't be allowed to go blow it up again. Now, the Mechaber goes in Sif Tes. Also, lekabetz melach v'misrafos hamelach. You're not allowed to go gather salt that comes from evaporated pools of salt water, that the water is evaporated from them, and now you're going to go and take the salt that's left behind. And the reason you're not allowed to do this is because this is shedomel lema'amer. This is similar to the issa of ma'amer, which is gathering in different things and placing them all together. So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Lamed Daled, Shiesh Mekomos Shemamshich L'Sochan Mayim Min Hayom. There are places where the water, ocean water, salt water, goes and overflows the river or the ocean, the lake, whatever it may be, and stays in a pool. V'hachamos Sarafton. Then the sun goes and evaporates the water. V'im Nasim Melachim, left behind with little pieces of salt. And this is not allowed to go and collect this because, as the Mechaber said, it was domil ma'amer. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Lamed Hey, the meleches ma'amer hu lesof hashibolim. The isra over here is that a person is not allowed to go and gather sheaves. The gam hu kainz. This is no different than the isra prohibiting you from gathering cut sheaves. So you're not allowed to gather over here this so to say cut sheaves, which are the pieces of salt that are in this pool that evaporated. However, v'dafka bimkom hamisrofos. This is only true in the places where it actually evaporated from. Shisham hu mokom gidulo shel hamelach. That's considered the place where the salt, so to say, grew from the ground. However, that would be similar, dumya d'shibolim shebesada. Only in that situation where you're getting the salt from the pools where they're evaporating from originally, that would be similar to gathering the sheaves that were from the ground in that place. However, avol nispazib b'mokum acher, if the salt got dispersed into other places, then mutul kapsum b'mokum echad. According to this, the Mishnah explains, you would be allowed to go gather the different pieces of salt because they're not b'mokum gidulam, not in a place where they grew, so to say, from, and therefore it would be permitted over here to go and gather them in this situation. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Lamed Vav that this is similar to the Issa of Ma'amer. Ulekach osim yidrabbanan. This is only an Issa of Rabbanan over here. Aval imur gufo leka. This isn't really called the Issa of Ma'amer d'oraisa because the ain imur ela bigidule karka, because the Issa of Ma'amer is only for things that grow on the ground. And that's why the Mechaber continues and he writes, V'chein osu lekabetz kol dovar. You're not allowed to go and gather anything over here mimkom gidulo, from the place where it grows. And the Mishmur explains in Sivkot Lamed Zayin, kol dover, when we say over here, you're not allowed to gather anything, we're talking about hainu peiros, v'yirokos, v'etzim, v'asovim, the kol dover hagodum and akarka. Included in this prohibition is gathering fruits or vegetables or pieces of wood or grasses or anything that grows from the ground. Ubazeh chiyuva nami ika kishimakabtsan bimakum gidulan. Here, the issa would be when you're gathering from the place where they grew from originally. Zeh melechas ma'amer gufa. That is the actual issa of being ma'amer. Now, the Mishnah Berurah continues and says, V'hai dinokat ha-mechaber b'lashon osur. The Mechaber over here says it's forbidden to do this over here. Why did he particularly use that lash over here, osur l'kabetz? So he says, lahorus lanu, to teach us, the shelo bimkom gidul, and if they're not in the place where they originally grew, for example, kegon shenispazru peros b'vayis, you have fruits that are scattered over the house. Fruits didn't grow in the house, they grew on a tree in your orchard. And therefore, afilu isur nami leka kishimakapsun yachad. In that situation, it wouldn't even be osur, never mind not an issa d'oraisa, it wouldn't even be an issa d'rabbanan to go put them back in the basket. However, he does point out, we learned some of these details earlier, and under certain conditions, it may be an issa d'rabbanan. He says, ayin le'el in simen shin lamed hey, sif hey, where we see in dirshu footnote number 78, that we remind ourselves that we learned over there, sheperos shenispazru b'chotzer malakid mat mat v'ochel, that if the fruit was dispersed in a courtyard, then you're only allowed to gather it a little bit at a time, only for what you need to eat at that point in time. Because the prohibition then of Mamre would be there on a derabbanan basis. However, avol alaktim l'soch sal l'kupa also mishum uvdin l'chol, but to put a lot of them in a basket, so that would not be allowed over here, that would be considered uvdin l'chol. And then he adds, "Ulekabitz peros ashagiduli karker sheispazu besochabayis." If they're in your house, osra chayodim there, as well as the El Yeraba, did not allow you to go gather them, even in your house. Shlohitir lachnitzam besoch sal elokish osakem mishum simcha. You don't be allowed to do this if you're doing this for a simcha. For example, he says for simchas Torah, and the shel shuvas oz nidbru explained over there. Shemasha kosov kana mishnah berurah she'ein bebayis iser klal. And here the mishnah berurah says there's no iser at all in the house. He's referring over here to davka. It's only when a small amount spilled over here, as opposed to Masha Enkin bin Ispazru Achas Lekan Achas Lekan. If they're all over the place, also Mishum Shu Uvdin Nechol. He then would agree that that would also be an Uvdin Nechol and would not be allowed. Now the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "Vishomrei ganos upardesim." The people that are watch people, they're guarding the orchards and the gardens. Tzrichim lizar mo. They have to be very careful. But in this regard of ma'amer, afilu peirush shenoshu mibod yom. And even if the fruits fell off the trees, not on Shabbos, shelo liosum b'Shabbos afilu mat. They're not to collect them at all on Shabbos, even a little bit, because in this situation, that's the issa d'oraisa of ma'amer ki yesh bo zeh chiyuv chatas, and that in fact would be a real issa d'oraisa, which would obligate a person who did it unintentionally to bring a korban chatas. And he also points out the shiur imur who shiur katam od. The amount that you have to go and gather over here in order to be over the issa d'oraisa is a extremely small amount, as Dirshu footnote number 79 brings down. Afilu osaf shnei dvarim bilvad v'kipsi yachad, even to collect just two things, one from this place and one from that place, and put them together. The egli tal brings down. Shem yesh b'em shir imur, if that is considered something significant over here, then you'll be chayif for doing so. And this is also the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan. So how much is considered a significant amount for each amount? And sometimes even two would be fine. Kamosh because of a Rambam. The Rambam gives us some of these details. And he says, Ha'ma'amer echol, if you're gathering food items over here, im la'achilo shiru kegrogeris. If you're collecting it to eat, so then the shir is a dried fig, a grogeris. V'im l'behema, if it's to feed an animal, shiro kimlo piagdi. Then it's the amount that would fit into the mount of a goat. V'im la'sok, if you're gathering it for firewood, shiro kedei levashel beitza, the amount of wood that would need to be gathered, for example, to go and cook a egg. Ayin Shom, and go look over there for some of these details. Now we continue in Dirshu footnote number 74. He brings down from the Shaarat Zion in Simon Tof Kuf Aleph. He says, L'das Rambam ein isur ma'amer be'etzim. According to the Rambam, there is no isur over here of doing ma'amer by etzim, unless elam ke ma'amer osam bishvu shiu munochem lisyavish, if you're gathering them over here to collect them to dry out. However, avol lo, you don't have the issur of ma'amir im osif osom bishul lishtamish ben miyad lasoko levishul on yontif, for example, where these dinim are found. So then, if you need them to actually go and use them as firewood on yontif to go and cook or for burning for whatever the reason, then there is no issur over here. The issue, footnote number 75, discusses, and he brings out from the Ketzosa Shulchan in regards to arranging flowers, gathering flowers and arranging them. They've all been cut before, and we're not talking about picking them on Shabbos, but just putting them into a bunch. He says that's also Bechla Melechas Ma'amer Hi. That would also be included in the Sisser of Ma'amer, if the place where you gather them from is the place where they grow. However, he brings down from Moshe Feinstein's Atzal, the Igros Moshe, She'ein B'kach Mishum Maimer, that would not be included in the Yisur Ma'amer. And the reasoning is because She'gedem Eleches Ma'amer, the guidelines for what is over Ma'amer, is only talking about Isuf Perotim L'shem Kibbutzom Vasifosom Barimo, that the purpose of Ma'amer has to be for the gathering it and putting it together for collecting it. As opposed to Agidas Prochem, when you're putting flowers over there, the purpose isn't to gather the flowers, it's to make a nice arrangement over here, and therefore it wouldn't be an Issur Ma'amer. Although Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal does point out Mikomokum also li agdom midrabanon mishum misakim mana. He says a separate Issur would be involved over here in terms of doing this because of misakim mana. The issue footnote number 76 brings down v'im kibetz minim shonim v'osim mihim arema. If a person gathered different items together and put them into a bundle, so it's not all the same item. So then, his topic egli tal im yesh b'kach mishum ma'amer. He's not certain: is this or is this not an issur of ma'amer? And he brings down from the Shvi'is Shabbos she'poshut sheyesh b'kach mishum ma'amer. The Shvi'is Shabbos says it definitely is an issur of ma'amer. Finally, the issue footnote number 77 brings down ve'af im lo kach peros u'shar dvorim hamunochem ba'arimas kitanos v'yosu mehem arima achas gedola. If you took small bundles that are already in existence and you place them into a larger single bundle, so then the egli tal brings down shechay mishum ma'amer. That also is an issur of ma'amer. Shehein isuf hashibolim la'omrim, because you have gathered in sheaves over here and put them into bundles. And he says, isuf ha'omrim ukshirosim yachad b'god ha'shechad, and that includes putting them together into one big bundle. That is the yisur ma'amer. And he adds, this is also the opinion of the Me'iri as well. Now we continue in the Mechaber, who writes in Sif Yud, Hamakabetz Devela, if you're going and gathering over here these figs, V'osim Imenu Eagle, and you make them into a cake of figs. Or alternatively, Shenokav Teinim, you take over here these figs, and you go and Hichnis Hachevel Bohem, Achis Kapsu Guf Echon, and you go and take these figs together and string them together. You make holes in the figs and you string them together. So both of these are Hareze Toledes Ma'amer V'chayev. These would be Isurim Darais over here of gathering the figs being over the Isur Ma'amer, and you would be Chayev Echatos if you were to do so. V'chein Kol Kayotzi Bezeh. The same thing would apply to other fruits or vegetables that would have the same application over here of Ma'amer. The Isur would be an Isur Darais. The Mishnah Berurah brings down in Siv Katan Lamed Ches, Shedarkan Shalosan Aperos L'Chabram B'Ofen Zeh. This is the normal way that these fruits are gathered, and therefore that is why it's an Issa Deraisa. He brings down the Ayin and Denishmas Odom, Shemetzadeh, Denishmas Odom, Paskins over here, the Af Kishosa came by Bayis Chayev Mishum Amr. This would be even an Issa if you did this in your house. You would be over the Issa Deraisa of Ma'amr, even doing this in your house. It doesn't have to be Mokim Gidulon. The Ba'ofen Kosea, Osi Lasos Gan, Bayis Kabasadi. He says this is normal for people to do this, not only in the Mokim that they grow, but as well in the house. And he brings this down as well. V'chein Kosa, B'Sefer, Ma'isi Rokeach, Ayin Shom, the Ma'isi Rokeach says the same thing, Ayin Shom in that Sefer. The Mechaber continues in Sif Yud Aleph. Afal pishenostim shumshimim v'yagozim l'dvash. Even though a person is allowed to go and place sesame seeds and walnuts into honey, lo yichabtsim b'yodo. When you take them out from the honey and you're going to remove the, let's say, the egozim, and there's going to be honey on it, and the honey, while you're squeezing the egozim, is going to fall off, so then that would be forbidden to do. The Mishnah explains, the Sivkot Lamites wrote Shlomar, the Isra over here is, Shemahadik biyado, you're grabbing with your hands where egozim, and as a result of you're grabbing these walnuts over here, Ayideze Mafrit Hadvash Mibachutz, you're wiping off or causing the surface honey to go and be removed from it, and that would be an Isser of Borer, the heavy Borer. However, the Mishnah Berurah reminds us that in certain situations this would be permissible. He says, Ayin Lael and Simen Shin Yotes, but so forth, at the end of Simen Shin Yotes, we discussed the Halachas of Borer, Shebei Rarinu Dovers, there we explained this more clearly. And you can see this in Dirshu footnote number 81, where he brings down that we wrote over there, Shekivin Sheisser, Lassos Kein, Humishum Borer, the Isser is because of selecting over here. So then, under certain situations, borer is permissible. For example, mutilatsus, can you be allowed to do this? If you're squeezing, so to say, the walnuts, some of the honey off them, in order to be able to go and eat the walnut right now. You're not trying to remove the honey, you're trying to eat the walnut. And by picking up the walnut and some of the honey's coming off, that's called a acceptable borer of good from bad for immediate eating usage without a specialized kli. Those are the three rules, if you wish, of borer. Shekin ein issa livro b'yad ocha mito psolet. There is no issa to remove the food from the psolet unless you're doing it in a way that you're not eating it right then and there, or you're doing it with a specialized instrument, which doesn't apply over here. And therefore, over here, it would be permissible to do this. He brings out as well from the Morgan of Rum, in the Tosefta, Muvur, she is sowed her Isser, whom is Shumlosh. He says, however, there is potential other Isser over here, which is kneading it together over here, and that's Losh. And that would be Usser, even if your intention is to go and eat it right away. Now, we go to Sif Yud Beis. The Mechaber writes, Hanosein Zera Pishton O Shumshimin. If you're going to take over here seeds of flax, or you're taking sesame seeds, V'chayotzvem, and you're or anything similar to that, and you're putting it in Mayim, Chay Mishum Losh. That would be an issur of kneading for sure, of Losh. Mipnei Shemis Arvim V'nislim Zebazah. Because in this situation, you are definitely going to combine them all together, and therefore that would be forbidden. With that, we conclude today's shir.